USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Republican-led Senate Judiciary Committee is hearing from former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates regarding the origins of the Russia investigation. Yates telling Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham she would not have signed off on spying on Carter Page if she knew what she knows now.
If I had known that it contained incorrect information, I certainly wouldn't have signed.
Thank you. And do you agree with me it did contain incorrect information?
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Many Bank of America account holders woke up to a surprise on Wednesday when they logged into their online banking and their account said their balance was zero. The bank is confirming the online glitch and says they're working on the problem. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all closed higher on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
At least six people are dead after Tropical Storm Isaias spawned tornadoes and dumped rain inland during its march up the East Coast. Isaias made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane in North Carolina. It was downgraded to a tropical storm on its way to the Northeast. The National Hurricane Center says Isaias is now moving into Canada. Some governors are joining together to get millions of coronavirus test kits. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
A coalition of governors from seven states announced an interstate compact to expand COVID-19 testing. Maryland, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, North Carolina, Ohio, and Virginia joined the compact, along with the Rockefeller Foundation to expand rapid point-of-care antigen tests for the coronavirus by purchasing more than 3 million.
President Trump also says coronavirus testing will continue to increase across the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
On Tuesday, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz hosted a Senate subcommittee hearing on Antifa. The title of the hearing was The Right of People Peacefully to Assemble, Protecting Free Speech by Stopping Anarchist Violence. As the hearing was ending, Democratic Senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, decided to walk out.
So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono.
Thank you.
And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You are not listening.
Okay, she declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party. I would note also that of the seven Democratic senators who spoke, not a one of them apologized for or denounced multiple Democrats calling law enforcement officers Nazis, stormtroopers, and Gestapo, to be fair. I had not heard the word Nazi, but stormtrooper was Nancy Pelosi, and Gestapo was another Democratic leader.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1962 when actress Marilyn Monroe was found dead in her hotel room. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.